Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert and presidential candidate himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. I think that requires a little bit of a clarification there, my friend.
Well, for those of you who don't follow Rick Preuss on Facebook, shame on you. But for those of you who do, you understand what I'm talking about, because he was in Iowa this past week, and there were some conspicuous pictures taken of him outside of the Capitol building in downtown Des Moines. And the speculation began, is Rick Preuss running for president? And all I could conjecture on that was, if he is, his number one issue will be keeping those carp out of the Great Lakes. And I'm sure that the Pond and Water Garden could do a great job of getting rid of that carp problem for us. Can't they, candidate Preuss?
Well, thanks for the idea. We'll consider that one. But realistically, we had a marine conference that we went to in Iowa, and it was one of the better conferences that I've been, because I got to visit a place that you would not believe, at a school that was unbelievable. In a high school, they have actually a marine aquarium, not an aquarium, but like an aquarium, like Shedd's Aquarium, right inside the classroom. And wow. Without going to that conference, I would never have seen that. And that's just an inspirational idea of having a reef in the classroom that's gone on from that. So it was a great weekend. We can get into that later, but it sounds like you might have had a kind of a fun experience last night.
I did. As a matter of fact, it's funny because your aquarium ties in perfectly with what we're going to talk about in the second half of the show, which is going to be the issue of the ponds and the water gardens and getting them closed up for the season. But my experience ties in with what we're talking about in the first half of the show, which is the importance of licensing your dog and having microchips or proper collars on them, because last night at the Cohen household, we had an unexpected visitor who happened to come walking into the kitchen unannounced, uninvited, but became a very welcome guest.
Was he after your sandwich?
He wasn't. He just happened to be in the neighborhood and decided that this looks like an inviting home. So Major, the Chocolate Lab,
oh my,
ended up coming walking into the house, and I'm sitting at my computer downstairs, and my wife calls down to me, we've got a visitor. And I didn't know what she was talking about, so I'm thinking, who knows what it is. I asked her, is it a human visitor? And she said, no, it's a dog. So I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe we're dog sitting again or something. But no, Major was just a neighborhood dog who happened to be lost and came wandering in, came up to me, gave me a big old sloppy kiss on the face. So he was a nice dog, and he had beautiful, I mean, the shape of his head and his teeth.
Perfect
just,
lab.
Oh, yeah. You could tell that this was a champion breeder, line. Champion, beautiful dog.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, yeah. But bottom line is, he was lost, and he was visiting, and if not for that collar that we knew he had an owner in the neighborhood, Mrs. Cohen was already making plans for the third dog.
Going out to get a new dog bed, right?
Oh, there's no question. Right. She was figuring out where's the dog going to sleep and where's the third bowl going to go. She was already working on the plan. So bottom line is, by having this, we were able to call the owner and get in touch with them and let them know that Major had come a-visiting.
Yeah.
And within literally 10 minutes, he had his dog back, and he was extraordinarily grateful.
Right.
And that's why it's so important.
It is.
That
it
you've got to take care of your dogs, not just in terms of grooming, not just in terms of inoculation, but make sure that if they get out, you can be reached so that you can protect your animal.
And that dog was a mile away.
Right.
So you wouldn't have gone door to door and never found him.
There's
no
question about it. Yeah. He was a long enough distance away that if we had not called, this owner would have been hanging up signs and starting Facebook Facebook pages and doing all the things, unfortunately, that people do when they haven't taken this preventive step to take care of their dog. And it's not terribly expensive. And that's the service that Jamie Lampman and the Animal Control are going to be talking about that they're offering on the north side coming up next week.
Well, and that's an entire life commitment. You talk to Jamie, and she's all about her job. She's consumed with it, and she feels the sense of responsibility. And you can't beat that, you know. And what we can do as a collective populace is respect that and understand that, you know, the only way they're ever going to be able to do their job is if we do our job.
Right. So that's going to be what we're going to talk about today. We're going to have Jamie Lampman here on the first half. Then we're going to shift gears and talk about closing your pond and water garden. And we've got a great guest, Brian from Van Atta's in Hazlitt, who's going to come on and talk. You can talk about how to keep the fish happy. And Brian's going to talk about how to keep the plants happy. And that's going to keep the people happy during this cold winter that we've got coming up. So that's the show here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show this week on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. You would not believe your eyes if 10